This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to Can't Defeat Dan.
Can't Defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash, prizes, and fame. He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who is playing and what's the game plan. Here we go now. It's Can't Defeat Dan.
Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Jessica is from West Bridgewater. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right, Jessica is a driver for Amazon. Now, is your vehicle like marked with the big Amazon, or are you one of those people that drives your own vehicle and you're like, is that a delivery person rolling up to my house?
No, I'm actually a subcontractor. So I have my company name on the side of my van.
Oh, very cool. All right.
Yes.
Will you kick producer Dan out of the studio, please?
Dan, will you please leave the studio?
All right, I'm out of here.
I used to be a delivery driver before I worked here. I delivered flowers, and I spent a lot of time listening to the radio.
Yep, I listen to you guys all day.
Well, we appreciate it.
In the morning. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, we love you. Thank you, Jessica. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more than producer Dan, you're going to win. He is now out of the studio, and he can't hear anything that is happening on the air. You tie, you lose. Looking at the big board, he's got 11 wins and only one loss. Question number one, John Travolta says he did not almost give Taylor Swift's VMA award to a drag queen, but he doesn't mind people busting his chops about it. What was his character's name in the movie Grease?
Danny Zuko.
Question number two, a German magazine put a picture of Billie Eilish on their cover where she's bald and shirtless. What song of hers recently hit number one?
Bad Guy.
Question number three, Kerry Washington misses how she used to interact with fans on Thursday nights when her show was still on the air. What show was it?
Scandal.
Question number four, this week's album releases include new music from Sheryl Crow, Tool, Common, Natasha Bedingfield, Lana Del Rey, and Trisha Yearwood. True or false, Sheryl Crow used to be a music teacher?
I'm going to say true.
Question number five. Alex Trebek is back at work taping episodes for the next season of Jeopardy. How many seasons has he been the host? 34, 36, or 38 years? All right, Dan.
I'm going to say 38.
All right, let's get Dan back in the studio, please.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
Your job is ridiculous. Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. All right, Dan, Jessica got 4 out of 5.
Whoo, it's a good day to do it, too. I'm on Dayquil, Nightquil, Peter Quill, all the quills. So these are tough.
Question number one. John Travolta says he did not almost give Taylor Swift's VMA award to a drag queen, but he doesn't mind people busting his chops about it. What was his character's name in the movie Grease?
Danny.
Danny Zuko. 1-1. Question number two. A German magazine put a picture of Billie Eilish on their cover where she's bald and shirtless. Which song of hers recently hit number one?
Bad Guy. Duh.
Tied at 2. Question number three. Kerry Washington misses how she used to interact with fans on Thursday nights when her show was still on the air. Name that show.
Kerry Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Scandal?
That is correct. So you know what she did? She gave out her phone number and asked people to text her.
Wow, that's a bold move, Cotton.
Do you want it?
No.
718-400-7118.
All right.
All right. 718-400-7118. Text Kerry Washington. Be kind. Tell her Carson and Kennedy said hi.
I probably won't do any of that.
Question number four. It's tied to 3. This week's album releases, including new music from Sheryl Crow, Tool, Common, Natasha Bedingfield, Lana Del Rey, and Trisha Yearwood. True or false, Sheryl Crow used to be a music teacher. True or false?
True.
It is true. By the way, Tool, first album in 13 years for them.
Nah, I've never really listened to Tool.
Oh, so good. Tied at four, question number five. Alex Trebek is back to work taping episodes for the next season of Jeopardy.
Good for him. What a beast.
How many seasons has he been the host? 34, 36, or 38 years?
It could be any of those.
That is true. That's why I asked the question, Dan.
What year is it?
What year is it?
I think he started in 19.
It's 2019, Dan. Carry the two, add the three.
36. Ha ha, quick math.
Look at you. 5-4. Dan gets the win. Nice job, buddy. Nice job. Sorry, Jessica, you don't get the cash, but I have some concert tickets you're going to see of Monsters and Men September 8th at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. You enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to us every day. Seriously, I appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, what do you want to say to producer Dan before you go?
My name is Jessica from West Georgia, and I can't defeat Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy's out. We're going to play Can't Defeat Dan. Let's get to it.
Can't defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash.
Yep.
Prizes and fame.
Choo.
He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who's playing and what's the game plan. Here we go now. It's Can't Defeat Dan.
Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Janessa is from Salem. Good morning, Janessa.
Hello.
Janessa has the 8-month-old in the car and the 3-year-old in the car. Oof. Oof. Oof.
On our way to daycare.
Yes.
How are they with pop culture trivia?
If it's about Taylor Swift, Jeffrey's all about it.
All right. Let's kick Dan out of the studio, please, Janessa.
Dan, could you please leave the studio?
You got it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than producer Dan. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Dan's record is 12-1, and he is now over there in that soundproof studio. Question number one. This Oscar-winning actor now also has a side hustle as a professor at the University of Texas. Who is he?
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number two. Grey's Anatomy will tackle immigration and the broken medical care system this season. What network airs Grey's Anatomy?
ABC.
Question number three. Christian Slater and his wife welcomed their first child together. Christian also has two older kids from his first marriage. Which USA Network show does he currently star in?
Oh, darn it. I don't know.
Thing gets rave reviews too, and I've never seen the show. Question number four. Remember when Richard Linklater shot a movie over 12 years? Well, now he's going to make a musical that he's going to shoot over 20 years. Name the film that he shot over 12 years.
Wow, this is a lot easier when I'm not on the radio. I don't know.
Question number five. What is singer Prince's full Prince? What is singer Prince's full name?
Oh, my husband's going to be so mad at me. He would know the answer to this.
All right, let's get Dan back in the studio, please.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
Dan's in there singing up a storm.
That was fast.
It was quick, Dan. What can I say? You should be scared.
I ain't never scared.
Janessa got 1 out of 5.
Sooch. Jeffrey, Sooch. Where were you?
Sooch. All right, here we go. These are tough. You ready?
I was born ready.
This Oscar-winning actor now also has a side hustle as a professor at the University of Texas. Who is he?
All right. It's Matthew McConaughey.
Yes. 1-0. Question number two. Grey's Anatomy will tackle immigration and the broken medical care system this season. Which network airs Grey's Anatomy?
ABC.
That is right. 2-1. Question number three. Christian Slater and his wife welcomed their first child together. He does have two older kids from his first marriage. Which USA Network show does he currently star in?
Christian Slater still a thing? What's on USA?
Critically acclaimed.
Burn Notice. Sounds like 10 years ago.
With Rami Malek.
iRobot?
Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot, yeah.
iRobot's a Roomba.
Also, one of my guilty pleasure movies with Will Smith. 2-1, question number four. Remember when Richard Linklater shot a movie over 12 years? Well, now he's going to do a musical that he's going to shoot over 20 years. Name that film.
Where are you finding these questions? Right? iRobot.
Boyhood.
Did One you of not, the robots.
Did you not see Boyhood?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The 20-year musical sounds great, though. Sign me up.
Boyhood is fantastic. He shot the movie over 12 years, so you get this kid from when he was a child to an adult. It's really a fantastic movie.
It's a long con.
2-1, question number 5, Dan. What is Prince's full name?
Kennedy's going to be mad at me.
Prince Roger Nelson.
Ah, I knew that too.
It's not that, yeah. All right, you get the win, Dan. 2-1. You squeaked it out.
Oh, that was not a barn burner.
Those were tough.
Janessa.
Well, people were giving me a hard time because they said they thought my questions were a little too easy.
Oh,
so.
Well, way to succumb to peer pressure. You're setting a great example.
That's right. Janessa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have some concert tickets. You're going to see Vampire Weekend September 3rd at Gannis Arena, so you enjoy that, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Dan before you go?
My name's Janessa. I'm from Salem, Mass., and I can't defeat Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Defeat Dan.
Can't defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash, prizes, and fame. He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who's playing and what's the game plan.
I feel like I need a beer and a fire for this.
I dig it, man. It's
Can't Defeat. This would definitely be a song that would have a whistle interlude.
It's my new ringtone.
And then we go into this beat, which throws me off. Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Lisa is from Southie. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa works for the Red Sox. That's
Whoa.
Cool.
What do you do?
She's a pitcher.
They need one.
Yeah. I'm warming up in the bullpen right now, guys.
What do you do for the team?
I work up at the State Street Pavilion level. I'm a greeter.
Oh, very
cool.
So I
welcome the fans. And
are you going to be there for Zach Brown over the weekend?
I certainly will. Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm not in anywhere near a pavilion.
I know, but now you know somebody.
Mm. Must be a tough year to be a greeter for the Red Sox. Hi, sorry we keep losing. Thanks for coming.
It's still a great time.
It's still a great time.
All right, go ahead, kick Dan out of the studio, please, Lisa.
I hope I can.
All right, bye, Dan.
All right, good talk.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than producer Dan, you can win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. He has now left the studio. He's over there in that soundproof booth. He is 13-1. He's got a pretty good little record going on there. Question number 1. Catherine Zeta-Jones had to find out on Instagram that her son Dylan went skydiving. True or false, her and Michael Douglas are still married.
True.
Question number 2. Dave Grohl suggested a petition to get Oasis to reunite, so Noel Gallagher jokingly called for a petition to get Dave Grohl's band to break up. Name that band.
The Foo Fighters.
That's right. They played Fenway.
Carson level petty right there.
Question number 3. Constance Wu admits to being dramatic when she got upset that her show was renewed. What show does she star in?
I'm thinking the movie Crazy Rich Asians. Oh, what is her show? Oh. I'm going to blow this one, guys.
That's all right. Question number 4. A survey asked 2,000 adults who they thought had the most iconic hairstyle in rock and roll. Elvis Presley, Amy Winehouse, and Bob Marley are the top 3. What is Amy Winehouse's hairstyle called?
Beehive.
Question number 5. The trustee of the Fyre Festival bankruptcy case is trying to get money back for investors who were screwed. That money includes $500,000 that was paid to this band.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Did
you see the documentary? You had to have seen the documentary. No? All right, let's get producer Dan back in the studio.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
All right, we're waving. Come on back. What are you singing now, producer Dan?
Toes by Zach Brown.
Oh, getting in the mood. Yep. Getting in the mood.
We're going tomorrow night. I'm just getting ready.
Cannot wait. All right. If I've scored this properly, I think Lisa from Southie got 3 out of 5.
Okay, nice job.
These are tough. You ready?
Sure.
Catherine Zeta-Jones had to find out on Instagram that her son Dylan went skydiving. True or false, her and Michael Douglas are still married.
True.
It is true.
25-year difference between them, too.
They had a little hiccup a few years ago, but apparently their marriage is stronger than ever. Tied at one, question number two. Dave Grohl suggested a petition to get Oasis to reunite. So Noel Gallagher jokingly called for a petition to get Dave Grohl's band to break up. Name that band.
That's amazing. Foo Fighters.
Tied at two. Question number three. Constance Wu admits to being dramatic when she got upset that her show was renewed. What show does she star in?
They're going to keep paying me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fresh Off the Boat.
That is correct.
Great show.
She wanted to, you know, because she wants to do other things.
Yeah, she had a movie or something.
3-2. Question number four. A survey asked 2,000 adults who they thought had the most iconic hairstyle of all time in rock and roll. They were Elvis Presley, Amy Winehouse, and Bob Marley. Those are the top
three.
No
love for Slash.
What is Amy Winehouse's hairstyle called?
Hairstyle questions. Mm. Not my wheelhouse. The bob, I don't know.
The beehive.
Oh.
The beehive. Do you know what they called Elvis Presley's hairstyle?
Is it a pompadour?
No, they called it the quiff.
Oh.
I didn't know that. 4-3, question number five. The trustee of the Fyre Festival bankruptcy case is trying to get money back for investors who were screwed. That money includes $500,000 performance fee that was paid to which band?
Which band was supposed to play?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Dragons.
No, Blink-182.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Blink-182. All right, so we end up in a 3-3 tie. Congratulations, Dan. You get the win.
Hey, 14-1. That's a good record. I'll take it.
Lisa, you don't get the cash, but you do have a pair of concert tickets to go see UB40 and Shaggy. That is tonight at the Xfinity Center. So you enjoy those tickets,
awesome.
Okay?
What
do you want? What do you want to say to producer Dan before you go?
I guess, Dan, I'm getting kicked out of the studio.
Okay.
Good talk. All right.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Happy weekend.
That's how she greets people. Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.